Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann today, and a very, very heartwarming story to share. An Algoa Park family has been given a lifeline after receiving news that toddler Keanu Glass will be admitted to the Red Cross Children's Hospital in Cape Town for potentially life-changing treatment. To tell us the story, to give us the background, we have his grandfather, Barry Glass, joining us now. Barry, good news story. Thank you for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Firstly, how is young Keanu doing? Is he looking good at the moment?
Good day to all the listeners, sir, and good day to the Herald. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, sir. He's doing okay, sir, according to his circumstances. I can't say that he's doing great, but he's doing okay, sir. Last night we took him to the long distance bus at Green Acres. He left at 7:30. I'm sure that in Cape Town by now you're waiting for news from them. He's going to get admitted. We don't know when the operation is actually going to take place. We're waiting for further news, sir.
So let's go back a little bit. Keanu, he's 1 year old at the moment. Is that his age?
1 year and 6 months, sir.
And what is the illness that he's fighting, Barry?
My grandson suffers from, it's a sickness, the growing, the enlargement of the head. I can't remember the name. He's got a cyst on his brain, and they call it a leprocopy.
Okay.
A leprocopy means the growth of the head, and we've had a constant struggle, sir, to get him into surgery after many false promises and disappointments and showing him away and turning him back the next week and up and down. And it's been a very, very hard and rocky road, but I must just say, if it wasn't for the Herald, I want the people to listen carefully to what I'm saying now. If it wasn't for the Eastern Province Herald, my boy wouldn't have been in Cape Town now and receiving help. And this is the gospel truth. I can prove every word that I'm saying.
How exactly have the Herald and their readers helped you, Barry? Was it in financial terms or moral support?
Sir, sorry, I'm just emotional. I want to tell you something today. Sir, a gentleman paid in 20,000 rand into my banking account yesterday, sir.
Oh, wow.
You don't understand, sir. When I phoned him and I said, you made a mistake, he said to me, he didn't make a mistake. If he could give me 10 times that amount, he'd give it to me because it's for a child. And you know, sir, that's what this order is about. It's about a child who can't speak, a child who can't walk, and a child who's been suffering. And you know, my grandson gets seizures. And they wouldn't admit him. They had to have proof of the seizures. We had to make a video. And I just couldn't do that. How do you do that to someone that you love? How do you make a video? How do you do that on their pain?
Yeah.
And then I contacted the Herald. I hope I can use the gentleman's name. Can I use his name?
Of course you can.
Mr. Guy Rogers. What a man, my man. Shit. Excuse my friends. Let me tell you something. What a man, pal. And you know what? Within a half an hour that I contacted Mr. Rogers, a half an hour, sir, all of a sudden, a bed fell out of heaven, or from wherever it came from, only they know. All of a sudden, they could help my son. All of a sudden, he was admitted to hospital. All of a sudden, things started moving. And that's so sad, because I grew up in Southend. My father was a sergeant major in the army, so I know what discipline is, and I know what respect is. But I want to tell the listeners of the Herald today, respect is something that you earn. It's not something that you pick up. And I have no respect whatsoever, no respect whatsoever for the government hospitals. Not only because of my botched operation, but also of the way that they treated my grandchild and the people that are presently there. They treat people like they are nothing, sir. And this is not something I'm sucking out of my thumb. I've got more than enough proof. If you want the proof, sir, I can bring it to you. I don't have a problem with that. I just want them to know. The people from the public don't know what's going on out there, sir. You know, sir, you know, if it wasn't for the Herald, nobody would have known about this predicament that my grandson was in. Do you know how many other people there are in that hospital that have got the same predicament? Do you know how many young kids died there? Do you know how many young kids were turned away there? Do you know how many kids have been back there for the first time for the same operation? And they get told they must go home. The operation can't be done now after they've laid there for another month. And I can prove everything that I'm telling you now, sir. And this is the hardship part. Because where I grew up, old people and kids were always a top priority because of them being frail and because of kids being small. That's always been our top priority. You know, sir, to go and stand by the roadside and beg and ask people for money for your grandson, it's something I've never done, never. And I've got a new perspective on people standing bum next to the road. There's a lot of people stand there because they've got a habit. But let me tell you, sir, for people that have a real problem, you can stand there. It's the worst thing I have ever done in my life. But you know what, sir? If I must do it again tomorrow, I'll do it again, sir.
Barry, I don't think too many people are aware that you actually physically did go and stand alongside the road at traffic lights, asking people to contribute towards your grandson's operation and for the trip to Cape Town.
I did, sir. I did it. And I climbed into my vehicle 3 times and I cried because a lot of people said, "Gaan werk jou." I hope you don't mind me saying this. A lot of people said, "Gaan werk jou slechte bliksem." You know what, sir? You can stand there. It's not easy, I promise you. It's not easy, sir. Something has to break for you to go and stand there. And I had a choice, sir. I had a simple choice. I couldn't bear to see my son, my grandson, being so sick. And he can't speak. And because he can't speak, he couldn't tell us where the pain was. And he couldn't explain to us, and we couldn't help him. And it's so sad when you've got somebody that you love so dearly, and they can't tell you where the pain is. And so there was no commitment. Look, man, I couldn't care what minister says, man. I'm sitting here with a file of my botched operation. They lost the original. This is a copy. When I asked the minister, where does a copy come from? When you make a copy of your ID, sir, you must have your ID to make a copy. Now they say they never botched. I've got all the proof here right in front of me. I've got all the proof in front of me that they treated my grandson like, and the people around him. The doctor came once in 2 weeks. 2- and 4-year-old children were losing their lives, sir, because I'm not just going to leave that part out. But when you see how they treat people, it's so sad. You are absolutely nothing when you walk into a government hospital. And that is so wrong, sir, because we've all got rights, all, sir. This is supposed to be a better South Africa, and it's supposed to be better for everybody. But let me tell you something, sir. In the state hospital, it's shocking. There's no other word, sir. You've got to pay bribes. My boy went to Dora, and his wife saw this. And I must commend Dora and Giza Hospital today for the neurology section. Let me tell you, sir, that's the only unit in the Eastern Cape that's still working professionally. Let me tell you something for nothing. Everything works like a clock there. But it was said to me in my face, because of the corruption, and because of all the monies that have been eaten, and everything has been destroyed, there is nothing, there's no funds. Same children that came back for the same operation for 5 different occasions were sent home. I've got the proof, sir. I can bring it to you. I can show you. And that is what shocked me the most. And the same day that I went to the Herald, the next day when the top brass guys, I call them the big cheeses, the guys who do the least, the biggest paid people in the hospitals, the people who do the least, sir, they came to the hospital, and my son wasn't there, and they said to my daughter-in-law, they won't be doing the operation anymore. Now, I'm going to make a statement now, and it's a very bold statement to make. And you know what, sir?
Yeah.
I don't go to church, but I praise the Lord that he helped us there, and the Herald helped us to get my grandson out of that hospital. Because you know what, sir? I would have lost my grandchild by that hospital. I can promise you that, sir. So God works in mysterious ways. You know, straight away, as soon as they got, I don't know where they got the hiding from, what department gave them the hiding, or what department gave them a stern talking. But I mean, if I never went to the newspaper with this story, and the newspaper never, if they didn't put this story out there, sir, the public wouldn't have known what's going on there. And I'm getting calls from the people from the Herald congratulating me there. Some people sent me prompt messages. Thanks for having balls. Excuse my friend, sir. A lot of people have said, well done for taking them on. And I'm not talking about white people now, people, or colored people, or black people, or Indian people, sir. I'm talking about everybody, sir. Every different nationality in South Africa has supported me. And I think that name has taken this government by surprise, sir. And, sir, everybody out there, we've got a right. The people have got a right to be treated, sir, like human beings. Because at the end of the day, man, we are all human beings, sir. But when you get to that hospital, I want to tell you, a couple of years ago, my wife's brother fell out of his bed in Livingston. He had cancer, sir. And when he died and they had an autopsy, I went to the autopsy at Gower Road. I got proof on everything that I'm saying on air. Now, I couldn't care what this government says, sir. It's a joke anyway. And when we went there, sir, and they said he died from a stomach ulcer, he had cancer, sir. He fell on his head and he laid on his head and he bled for 55 minutes. It was in the Herald a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago. And you know what, sir, up until today, they just passed the excuse on. So people are dying there every day. And this is not a joke. And this is also not a false allegation. This is a very serious allegation. People are dying there every day because of people not having enough staff. That is the biggest problem. There was one lady that was running the whole section where my little grandboy, where my grandson was. The saddest part was, when I contacted the hospital and I asked to speak to the doctor on duty, I struggled for 37 minutes for someone to pick a phone up. Everybody was busy phoning their homes and phoning their loved ones. When I eventually got through, the lady said to me, "You don't understand." I said, "I do understand. My son has come in for a laparoscopy. He's got a brain condition. The doctor hasn't been by him for 12 days. We need some clearance there because he's having seizures and he's got a lot of pain." I said, "I need to know now." My son phoned me and said to me, "Dad, my boy's picked up a flu. He's got a cold." He said, and he's so worried because next door, a young little boy, 4 years old, he had a stroke. Four-year-old boy having a stroke. Can you imagine, sir? And when my boy went across the road to the pharmacy to buy a bottle of cough mixture for the youngster, for my grandson, and he came back, they said they gave him Panado. How do you give somebody who's got a flu Panado, sir? And that is where everything escalated, and that's where I saw now, people just couldn't care about you. In the Livingstone, unfortunately, sir.
Barry, I am very, very sorry for the difficulty that you and your family have experienced through public health. And I think there's a lot of material there for follow-up stories from not just our publication, but from other media as well. If I could just ask you to wrap things up and tell us about the Red Cross Children's Home, when your grandson is likely to have his operation, what the reaction has been like from Red Cross so far. Are you feeling better?
Sir, firstly, let me tell you something. Red Cross has got a name. Every second person that you talk to talks about the Red Cross. My grandson is now in very professional hands. I'm not saying the people from Livingstone aren't professional, but he's in the right place where he must be. He's with the righteous. And we're hoping now and we're praying now, sir, that the surgery goes well. I know it. Well, God is with my grandson, sir. And our thoughts are with him. And if I must tell you, I got 677 messages in my comment box, all people supporting me. So now you tell me, how can you doubt me for a miracle if you got all that support? All the people thanking me for coming forward. If you think it was easy for me to pick up a phone and go to the Herald and think of even standing a chance against this government, because you know what things are like in this country, sir. Let's be honest. Let's call an ace an ace and a spade a spade. Everything I have, I've worked for it. I've had respect for everybody all my life. I grew up in Southend. We never had any issues with anybody. We were coloured Muslims, Indians, Malays, whites and blacks. That was in the era, sir, the best time of my life. And things have changed to such an extent, people that are not qualified are doing jobs of qualified people. People are getting pittance for a salary. Nothing is working. When you want something that you're supposed to entitled, you're entitled for medical care. So everybody in this country is entitled to medical help. You've got to pay bribes to see doctors, sir. What? How does that? It just shouldn't work like that, sir.
No, it shouldn't. Barry, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. You're clearly a very loving and emotional granddad. We're very glad that things have worked out well and that the Herald and our readers were able to make a positive contribution to your story. We wish young Keanu all the best for his operation at the Red Cross Children's Home. We'll follow the story with interest, and there's every chance that we chat to you again about a number of the issues that you've raised in your conversation with us this morning. Have a good day, Barry, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, sir. And if I might just use the last opportunity to thank that gentleman. Sir, you know who you are. That guy who made that big donation, you don't know, my friend. You don't know what change you will make to my grandchild. And I'd like to thank you, Darren, and have a lovely day. And to the Herald there, cheers, guys. Cheers. Thank you for being there when we really needed you. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.